Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We got a great podcast for you for this February 12th, 2010. This is our 358th podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast is brought to you by us. We are the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can check us out on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
And you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 and email us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. Also, you can find us on Twitter, Aloha Bruce and Aloha Yaling, and Facebook.
That's right. Yep. We would love to hear from you. We love keeping in touch with you. If you have a question or a comment, just get that over to us and we can talk about it right out here or just email you back and give you the information you're looking for.
Yeah.
We've got a lot on the table today. We're going to be talking about a podcast listener question that came in. We're also going to talk about Hawaiian Airlines. They're adding new routes and have some specials.
Yes.
Also going to talk about the Waikiki Malia. We did a site inspection over there, so we're going to get our impressions of that. And also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you are planning a trip, that's a great segment for you because we talk about pricing and we give you ideas about what things cost and trip itineraries and stuff like that. So stay tuned for that as we get through the podcast today. How are you doing today, sweetheart?
Got a new haircut.
I see you got your new do. Yeah. Yeah. I never realized how short you get a cut when we do that, which is okay because this part is always the same. It's just the part in the back that drives you crazy. It's gone, which is a good thing, I guess. Anyway, let's get right into it. We've got a podcast listener question real quickly I want to touch on, and it has to do with a family bringing kids to Hawaii, and this is from Janice, and she says she's working on a grant for a trip to Hawaii, and she's would like some information about educational excursions that are going to be appealing to elementary students, and then after she's finished, she wants to actually take the trip herself with her kids, and also make it as lesson material for a sixth grade class. And actually, there are just a lot of places in Hawaii, but just, you know, off the top of my head, there are a couple of places on Oahu that have some great programs, and a lot of the kids that actually are in elementary school go to these places a lot themselves. One is over at the, and you can check their websites, and I'm going to put all of this information up on our website because it's a long list of things and I don't really want to get into the whole list.
Okay.
But one of the things that I thought were fun on the list was on Oahu, we have the zoo, of course.
Yes.
The famous zoo. And they have a zoo overnighter
that
they can
fun.
Do with kids. Yeah. And tourists and locals alike go to this. So it's a fun thing to do and it's also a great way for, you know, kids from the mainland to meet kids here. You know, all of these programs are great for that. And then there's the Waikiki Aquarium. They have the
After Dark
program. And there's also a junior zookeeper program.
That's nice.
Yeah, so there's a lot of these kinds of activities. And a lot of the these venues will actually have material for you to take home and also to remember it by. And you can use that. And I think this would be perfect for this sixth grade teacher, which I don't have any kids, so I'm not really that Akamai on it.
And do you know what? We have
fun.
A museum.
Yeah, there's the Bishop Museum. In fact, they're doing a great new program just starting up there. I just was reading about that. Not just the bug program. There's a new one, and I forgot. It escapes me right now. But they're always adding new fun exhibits for kids in Keiki there.
To learn about Hawaii.
Yeah, and also like on Maui, there's the Maui Ocean Center, which has some wonderful activities there for kids. So it's great, and it's an educational experience. Because Hawaii is an educational experience, folks. It really is. And kids just love it. They learn a lot when they go on these
programs.
Field trips. That's what we called them. We just go to a field trip. I used to love the field trips, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Anything to just be out of the classroom, you know. And, of course, it's Friday here in Hawaii. Kids in Hawaii, they don't have school on Friday.
It's free Friday.
Yeah, furlough Friday. This has been going on for months. It's kind of terrible when you think about it.
I know.
Especially for the parents who have to deal with the kids when they're home, you know, on furlough Friday.
I know.
Anyway. Let's get into talking a little bit about Hawaiian Airlines. They have new daily flights and intro prices. And here's just yet another sign that Hawaii's tourism economy is rebounding.
Yes.
Hawaiian Airlines announced that they're going to begin daily Oakland, Maui, and San Diego, Maui flights in June.
Stuff on June 17th.
Yeah, and to celebrate it, they're going to be offering some great new introductory fares. They're going to be available for a limited time only. Mm-hmm. They're looking at round-trip summer airfares. And you want to start planning your summer vacations because a lot of people think that summer is like the off-season here. Mm-hmm. Negative, no. It's not because they think it's hotter here, so everybody just comes here in the winter. No, people come here in the summer a lot. We get sold-out situations in the summer. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing these airfares starting at $428 round trip, mm-hmm. which is a huge savings from normal airfares during peak travel season.
Oh, it is.
And they can be purchased through February 29th, 2010.
Yeah, February 29th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's introductory right. rates are good for travel from June 7th through September 6th between Maui and Oakland, and from June 17th to August 24th between Maui and San Diego.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So this new flight between Oakland and Maui is the first for Hawaiian. There used to be a route that was covered by Aloha Airlines, and starting June 17th, it'll depart daily at 12:20 in the afternoon and then arrive at 2:20. Which is mm-hmm. good. And then the return flight is going to be a red-eye leaving at 9:35, arriving back the following morning in Oakland at 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then also on June 17th, Hawaiian's going to begin service between San Diego and Maui. And this is going to be for the first time in a long time, since the summer of 2008, that they're actually doing that.
Wow.
And they're going to be leaving daily from San Diego at 10:35 in the morning and then arriving into Maui at 1:05, and then on the return, there'll be a red eye as well, leaving at 10:30, arriving back the following morning at 6:35. Yay. Now, Hawaiian Airlines has been around a long time. They were founded in 1921, and they now service 20 international routes and destinations all over the Pacific region. They're the most popular, and I think the best now, airline for inter-island travel.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, inter-island travel, of course.
Yes. Not from the mainland, though? You don't think they're the best?
Mainland, still.
They do a pretty good job.
Pretty good.
You know, they give you the meal and they have the Hawaiian. It's very Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. And guess how many people they bring every year? 6 million people a year. And in 80 years, how many people do you think they've brought to Hawaii?
More than 145 million. Don't worry. What? I just answer you.
No. I'm just looking here because they're saying that we're not on again, and that would be very, very. No, we're up. Maybe we need to just turn the volume up a little bit. But I know we're okay.
Don't scare the other people.
Yeah, I don't want to scare people.
Answer my question.
145 million people.
Yay!
How did you know that? You're so smart. Does that have something to do with what's off the screen there?
Yeah.
And Aloha Airlines actually turned a profit last year. You know, they were in trouble. They were in and out of bankruptcy for a long time.
What airline? Aloha?
No. I'm sorry, Hawaiian.
Oh,
Hawaiian. Hawaiian Airlines, they were in and out. Aloha Airlines is gone, obviously. But they turned a profit. $116 mm-hmm. million.
Yep.
Dollars. $116 million. Dollars.
Yeah.
So for more information on these introductory fares, just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771, and we'll help you out with that. And start planning your summer vacations. Really.
Hurry up.
You know
what? San Francisco, for example, I have a customer who wants to travel August. End of July to August.
Mm-hmm.
From San Francisco to here, ticket is around $600.
$600. I mean, that's a lot of money, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. And that's August already. So don't waste any time with it. Give us a call. Remember, we have plans where you can put $50 down, okay? Get your trip locked in. Put the $50 down. Then mm-hmm. we can watch this airfare. Believe me, we want you to get the best deal. And if the price is going to go down, we'll adjust that package downward for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that today? I mean, we're a full service agency.
Yep.
You know? Very proud of that.
Okay.
Next. Next topic. A few days ago, Yaling and I had the opportunity to take a look at the newly renovated Ohana Waikiki Malia. Now, the Waikiki Malia is part of the Outrigger Ohana chain, and it's located right in the heart of Waikiki, and it underwent a $6.6 million, I call it a transformation, because it was really done well. And what'd you think?
I think think it's pretty good. The new room is really nice.
Yeah. I think the first thing that we noticed was the lobby.
The lobby
we entered
pretty
in there.
Nice.
Yeah, the reception lobby area was great. Kind of small on the small side, but they did a lot with that small space, you know, having the large ceiling.
That tall ceiling.
Yep, there's nice sitting areas on both sides of that reception area, and there's a lot of wood tone accents, and it's kind of a sophisticated feel. You know, you get an upscale feel there.
Yeah.
And they have this gorgeous, I thought it was really cool, this pineapple-shaped chandelier. Did you notice that? Yeah, it was right in the middle of the, you know, lobby.
I see.
And they had, you know, the upholstery and the furniture and stuff there has a lot of nice bright colors and textures, a lot of green and earth tones there.
Yep.
And there's kind of like a little, they don't have a pool. That's kind of one of the drawbacks. It doesn't have a pool, but there's a little courtyard.
In the
that's,
back.
Yeah, that's just like outside the lobby, which seems like a really nice place to relax.
Yeah, you can have a... and.
But you can use the pool over at the Ohana Waikiki West.
That's right.
And the East, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But you can't use any of the outrigger.
No.
They used to do that, you know. It used to be when you stayed in an Ohana property, you could actually use the outrigger properties because those are some of the upscale five-star properties.
Mm-hmm.
You tired?
No. Long day? Need more coffee.
Yeah, I know. I'm boring you. And you can, so you can get access to a pool not too far away.
But, you know,
the best pool is the ocean, right? The beautiful ocean. That they have, which is only a couple blocks away. You're going to find the only standard and partial ocean view rooms at this property. They don't have any ocean view rooms or ocean front rooms. And the standard rooms have the standard rooms just have a standard view of the city. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But the partial ocean views have a little bit of ocean with the city.
But was it a high...
But high more floor. On the high floors. Now, they do have lanais, but these lanais are almost like Juliet balconies. You know what a Juliet balcony is?
Only can stand there.
It's like, you remember Romeo and Juliet? Juliet would go out. There really wasn't a balcony. They're small, and they don't even have really any lanai furniture there. So just keep that in mind if you're booking that hotel.
Yep.
And all of the rooms have been completely renovated in the Malia Tower, but on the Luana Tower, they're not renovated. They were soft renovated. And in the Luana Tower, they do have some, like, one bedrooms and some nice, you know, like, mini suites, if you will.
Mini suite, yep.
You know, with kitchenettes. And so if you do have more people and you do want to, you can, they're doable. They're nicer. I mean, they put, I think they took furniture from the old and put it in the new. And kind of that kind of thing. But what I loved about this was not only the decor, which I thought was really tastefully done and not too over-the-top Hawaiiana. You know, sometimes they go over-the-top with the Hawaiiana stuff, you know. But I love the Serta beds they have in there.
Ooh, the new bed.
Yeah, really nice, firm Serta beds. You know, I like a nice bed. You know, it's hard to get a good bed these days, you know.
Of course.
And I thought it was really nice. And a lot of, you know, flora and fauna, you know, motif and granite countertops that finish off a nice contrast between the wood tones that you get there. There's some connecting rooms that are available there, which are really nice, which open it up. It gives you a nice feeling of open space.
Yep.
And you got the LCD TVs. Does include high-speed internet access, which is great to have. You get a safe, all included. You know, some places are charging for safes these days.
I know.
And
Six
they
bucks?
Have, yeah. And they have the brand new state-of-the-art air conditioning, environmental friendly. So it's really a great little property now. They also have IHOP there, International House of Pancakes, right there in the lobby.
Nice.
And it's only a short walk to the Beach Walk project. That's that new Beach Walk that's got 40 merchants and a lot of... fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
So I think it's a family-friendly place, and I think I'm going to give it, I'm going to give this four shakas because it was a nice time.
They have a parking, too.
They have parking, yeah, and the parking's $18, kind of expensive pricing. So we've just added this to our collection of hotels. Give us a call. Prices are starting at about $89 a night, 1-800-843-8771
Nice.
To book this property.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. There's some stuff happening in Chinatown if you're coming in the next few days. We're going to be, I'm going with Yao Ling and a bunch of her friends.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be me and about 16 Chinese women. That's what I heard. But you want me to go, right? I don't really... you can go alone.
This speech... Whatever.
She wants to see me get tortured. So that's going to be happening. There's a lot of big celebrations coming in. So if you are coming into Hawaii, you want to check out Chinatown. We have some stuff on our website to let you know about that. So now's the time in our program where we like to talk about packages.
Packages!
Yeah, packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So these are some that Yaling put together, and these are done by our agents and gives you an idea of what's going on and some pricing.
Okay, the first one is family of two. Travel day will be May 14 to 21st from Pittsburgh to Honolulu. Stay in the Aqua Aloha Surf with a leg reading transfer total
$2,188. That's a great package.
Oh, yeah.
All the way from Pittsburgh, the Aloha Surf and Spa. They have a nice little spa there, City View Room. You know, it's a decent property, budget property.
Yep.
Congratulations to Glenda and Emily Troy. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a terrific time because sisters coming out here to Hawaii now in May, all the way out in May. See, this is what we're talking about. So great deal. And congratulations to Kalei over at Extension 31 who put that one together.
And next one is for family of two, travel from Indiana to Honolulu, Honolulu to Maui, and travel day will be May 26th to July 9th. Wow. And when they are in Oahu, they stay in Turtle Bay, Deluxe Oceanfront, and in Maui, they stay in the Wailea Marriott.
Wow.
And the Oceanfront Room. And they have a rental car. I think they're going to get on the cruise.
Wow.
Because the 29th to July 5th.
I see, yeah.
They go to, you know, do the cruise. Just a land package only is $3,347.
Still a great price for that land package, $3,347. Yeah. And that's only actually for one airfare included on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the still, a great deal. Fantastic. Yeah. Look at these hotels. And, you know, a lot of people doing that. Remember, the average vacation is 10 days here. And people will also, very often, what they'll do is they'll take a few days, do a land package, and then go on the cruise, the 7-day cruise, which is a fantastic idea. And this is just a great package. Congratulations to Karen and Daniel Davis.
Yay.
They're going to have a terrific time. And to Abby over at Extension 24 and
23,
and we want to say get well soon, Abby, who's kind of under the weather.
And next one will be family of two, and it's from Seattle to Maui, travel day September, right? Yeah, September 7th to the 14th, stay in the Royal Lahaina, they call it Ocean View honeymoon package.
Wow, love that.
They got a
luau package
for two, sunset dinner cruise for two, champagne in the room, breakfast daily for two with a convertible car for
wow,
the time.
All of that.
And total $3,045.
Oh my God, what a deal. Fantastic. And this is taking advantage of those great deals that we're still seeing from the hotels. They've been very, very good about it, continuing those promotions. And congratulations to Austin and Tracy Sterlo. And to Melissa over at Extension 33. Congratulations. Melissa's in there right now. Very good job, Melissa. So there you go. And remember, we do this podcast for you every Wednesday and Friday. In between, catch up on our videos and our blog page. And we'll see you again on Wednesday. That'll wrap it up for us here.
Yes.
For my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, Bruce, we'll say aloha and mahalo.